I'm mistaken, we have one more candidate, and she has come to us from Windham, Jewett, Ashland, Prattsville, Lori Torgerson. She's running for county legislature.
So I guess I win the award for traveling the furthest tonight. Thank you, Joan, and thank you to the Women's Network for the opportunity to speak with you tonight. So my name is Lori Torgerson, and I'm running for Greene County Legislature to represent Windham, Ashland, Jewett, and Prattsville. I just thought I'd take a few minutes to tell you a little bit about myself and why I decided to run. I live in Hensonville with my spouse, Nick Bove, where we've lived for 20-some-odd years. Actually lived down in Coxsackie for some time prior to moving up the mountain. Together, Nick and I operate several small businesses throughout the county. We have Windham Mountain Outfitters, a sports shop, Hunter Mountain Outfitters, another ski and bicycle shop, closer to where we are right now. I hope you all have shopped there, Coxsackie Bike and Sport. And we also have Higher Grounds, a cafe in Windham. And then I have this other life, as I like to call it. I have a PhD, and I don't know how to operate a post-hole digger. This is the other kind of PhD, the fake doctor thing. I have a PhD in criminal justice, and I have worked for about 15 years in state government doing criminal justice and mental health policy work. Among other things in my career, I've had the opportunity to oversee prison reentry for the state. I've worked for our Department of Corrections for the Division of Parole before they were merged agencies. I have trained law enforcement and local jail staff on best practices relating to dealing with folks with mental illness. I've worked as an advocate for victims of domestic violence. As an aside, I could offer an awful lot to this jail conversation. It's not something I talk about much on the mountaintop, but I have spent many, many years working with the National Institute of Corrections and traveling all around the country, working in all of our prisons and in all of our jails, and really could offer a lot to this conversation about best practices, reducing recidivism to the point of why are we having people in jails to begin with. So why am I here? Why did I decide to run? About 5 years or so ago, Nick and I started a not-for-profit called WARF, or the Windham Area Recreation Foundation. A group of us got together on the mountaintop, and we really said, what is our biggest asset here? It's our beautiful natural resources. So we organized WARF around efforts to increase trail-based tourism and bring people to the mountaintop community. So there's two really exciting projects that came out of that work that I hope that maybe some of you have heard of. The first is the Windham Path. We developed the Windham Path. It's a multi-use walking, running, biking, cross-country skiing path. It's a public-private partnership that WARF developed with zero tax dollars through grant writing and private fundraising. And ultimately, the vision is that this path will connect all of our business centers, our residential centers, our activity centers, and really create a walkable community. There's a lot of research out there that is, you know, very important factor for folks in deciding where to live and where to vacation walkability. WARF also organized the Mountain Bike World Cup, and I don't know if any of you made it up to see that, but at least I'm sure, I hope you've heard about it. The most elite cyclists in the world come from 40 countries, 6 continents, to our county to race. This past August, we had over 25,000 people in attendance. We estimated an economic impact of $6 million, which is a direct tax return to this county of $159,000 sales tax dollars, never mind all of the stuff you can't count, you know, sort of putting this county on the map internationally. So these projects have been really fulfilling to me personally, and I think we've seen the direct result in terms of improved quality of life and economic development. And that's why I'm here. That's the crux of why I decided to totally transition my career and throw my hat into politics. I've not done this before myself. I know there is opportunity to bring more resources to Greene County. I sat on my couch in my pajamas as a volunteer and successfully brought almost $500,000 in grant money for projects to this county. So to Mr. Seeley's point, I would love to have a committee that's not only about saving dollars, but it's about bringing dollars to this county, and we can absolutely do that. There are untapped grant resources. Also, the Mountaintop is really fortunate to have some real generous donors, often second homeowners, who really love our community as much as those who live there full-time do. And I think that's another thing that we really need to do better, and it's these public-private partnerships. We've been successful in making these things happen on the Mountaintop. So I think together we can work creatively to bring more tourism to Greene County, fill our inns, have people eating in our restaurants, shopping in our stores, which in turn leads to more amenities, more services, and so on and so on. I think I'm out of time. I see the path really clearly. I see that we have a brighter future here in Greene County, and if I'm elected, I will bring all of my grant writing experience, my energy, my ideas to an improved future. Thank you for your time.